I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Good or Done Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Cost Plus, World Market. God, I love Cost Plus. I got a new store at Saramonte Center. And this Thursday through Sunday, you can drop by and enjoy grand opening celebrations with food and wine, live entertainment, giveaways, and more. And all this week, we're throwing our own little World Market celebration, hooking you up with Cost Plus World Market gift cards. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win a $100 gift card and be qualified for the chance to win a $500 World Market gift card for a fantastic fall shopping spree. We're doing this all week. We'll take caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals. So in an effort to continue the weirdness, because we just went to a very weird place, we're going to start with Jim Carrey. I meant to get to this yesterday.
This has been in the news for a bit?
Yeah, this is the Fashion Week thing? Is this what you're...
I just saw
about?
Some red carpet interview.
He was there for New York Fashion Week, and it's very... Twitter, by the way, loves us. You know, for everyone who in real life is going, what's going on with Jim Carrey? Twitter's like, this is the best interview I've ever watched on a red carpet. This is amazing. People love it.
Well, you like crunchy, so you must love it too.
Well... You know, the problem is that I love Jim Carrey so much. And frankly, he's always been on the edge of unhinged, but I feel like he's taken a step over. Like, it makes me question what's he even doing there. Like, why is he...
Well, we know... excuse me. We know he suffers from depression. He's made that public. We know that when we interviewed him, he was... I believe your question to him was, and this was many years ago... On the telephone, Jim was promoting Grinch, and Sarah asked him something along the lines of, we can imagine you're in this fabulous mansion, you know, Jim Carrey, what's Jim Carrey's morning like?
Right.
Something very sort of, you know,
like, tell us
fun,
about your day, right?
I mean, you must be in a marble. And he answered, I am sitting in the dark, chain smoking cigarettes, dealing with these phone calls. After making a movie with Opie, who I will never work with again.
He did not seem to be in a good place.
And we were all, yikes.
Thanks for the reality.
So there it was. He's sitting in the dark, chain smoking.
And not only does he suffer from his own mental illnesses, the depression, etc., his ex-girlfriend committed suicide. Their family is suing him for wrongful death. I mean, there's all kinds of... He's got some stuff going on. And I don't know if I want to call this a reality break. I don't know if he's like reading the Carlos Castaneda books or something, but he is fully elsewhere.
Well, I feel like it's possible he's off his meds. That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong. It could be a bit for all
right.
I know.
The thing. He could just be having fun.
I'm not smart enough to get the joke.
Right.
It's totally possible, but I feel like he's off his meds. I know a lot of artists don't feel like they can. I know he's a painter.
Right.
They don't feel like they can create when they're medicated. So they get off their meds thinking, I need... My juices to flow.
I need my
crazy.
Weird and crazy,
crazy.
Right?
Right. The dullness won't allow me to do what I want to do.
Right.
And unfortunately, once you're off your meds.
You're off your meds.
This could be a result of that.
So you're right. There's no way to really know what his state of mind is.
And he's still going through that lawsuit with the ex.
Yeah, the family of his ex, who say that I can't even remember. Like, I guess he was getting her meds or wasn't getting her meds.
He gave her herpes and a couple other STDs, and that's why she committed suicide through pills. And
so who knows where he's actually at or if he's just effing with us, which is totally possible. So he was at something called an icons party at New York's Fashion Week. This was over the weekend. And someone from E! News asked him for an interview. He starts circling this woman. So the first couple seconds, he's actually walking in circles around her. And then he pats her on the back, and it's like a whole, it's just a very strange demeanor overall.
Who's the interviewer? Is it Kat Sadler? Who's the interviewer?
I didn't see the picture of her. But she's from E!, so it could very well be.
It might be Kat. She's a ex-radio chick.
So here's what it sounded like. And at that point, he taps her on the shoulder and walks away. So it's hard to tell if he intended to make that cringeworthy or if he's just
going with
scattered,
it.
Who knows? Maybe he's losing it.
You know, okay, so one thing it made me think of was Marshawn Lynch, where he's like, I'm only here so I don't get fined. I'm only here so I don't get... And you're like, all right, you know the NFL made him come. You know he doesn't want to be there and he doesn't want to talk, so he's saying that.
Right.
But Jim, was he there to promote anything? Like,
no,
what?
He has no movies coming
what
out.
What is that?
Like, why if it's nothing, did he even agree to go to
home.
This? Right. If you don't believe that you exist and that any of us do and that icons are ridiculous and the world isn't real, I mean, what are you doing? Stay in your house.
Yeah, I mean, that, you get it. You go, all right, the guy doesn't want to be there, and they're making him.
A few days ago, Jim talked about the benefits of hopelessness. This was an interview that he did with Michael Moore. One of the quotes was, I'm not kidding, you're off the hook, and you don't have to worry about what's coming. This is the benefits of hopelessness. When you're done, you don't have to worry about what's coming. Things are happening, and we're going to happen along with them, whether we like it or not. But we don't matter. Once you lose yourself, you're pretty okay. Just get you out of the way. And then, was the Jimmy Kimmel thing kind of along these lines?
Semi. I mean, he actually seems more funny and less strange, but he does say a few strange things.
So this is him being interviewed by Jimmy Kimmel on mm-hmm. Jimmy's show.
Well, that was
That's
cute.
That's funny, right? I mean, he's definitely still tapping into that whole weird, do I exist, do I not exist thing. And yet, the beard balls thing, pretty GD funny. Anyway, that's
I'm worried about him.
Me too. I am with you, sir. Anyway, there you go. That's what Jim Carrey's up to.
Hey, it's one of those things that makes me fear we're going to get bad news, and I don't.
I know. Like, we're here sort of just chatting idly about him, and then the next thing you know, he's in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
That's what people are texting.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an ugly thing to think, but you can't help but think it when you're seeing that.
Well, because
hearing
that's
that.
How it goes. There is an album of songs about famous dogs that is raising money for animals displaced by Hurricane Harvey.
That's wonderful.
So not everyone is donating to the people. Lots of people want to donate to the
is
animals.
Is it on iTunes?
It's actually at something called bandcamp.com.
What? Do we know any of these songs?
We do not know any of the songs, but we do know some of the artists. So several artists have written tracks for an album called Dog Songs. All the proceeds go to the ASPCA to help dogs displaced by Harvey, and all the songs are about famous dogs. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 contributed a song called Not Every Dog Goes to Heaven, which is about Dinky the dog from National Lampoon's Vacation, which, if you recall, don't they drag Dinky to death?
Yeah, they drive off. Well, actually, the car, the family truckster is pulled over by a policeman in tears as he approaches the car. He's holding the leash that was attached to the bumper, if I remember correctly. And he's asking them, or no, he gets him out of the car and shows him the leash.
That's still attached
to the bumper. And the point is the dog couldn't possibly have been able to keep up. And so the policeman's in tears, like he probably kept up for a while and then just couldn't keep going. And Clark is all, you know, but meanwhile, he just wants to get out of it because he didn't like the dog because it wasn't it that Thelma's dog?
I don't remember. I remember the scene you're talking about, but I don't really remember anything else about the dog.
Wasn't that the dog that was biting his leg?
We don't know the character's motivation.
Don't you remember the scene where the dog is just savagely biting his pant leg?
I don't remember
and he's
that.
Standing there like, oh. You don't remember that?
I'm not sure I remember that.
Oh, come on. How many times have you seen the movie? At least 20. What?
Yeah, that's your movie, dude. Vacation.
You don't love National Lampoon's Vacation? That's my movie. That's America's movie.
It's always on.
That's the world's movie.
No, I've seen that movie one time and went, oh, that was fun.
All right.
And that's it. Yeah, I don't really remember the dog thing. So anyway, they, and actually Travis Barker is on the drums. They're not calling it Blink-182 or anything, but they're, you know, a couple of the guys. Dinky the dog from National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's by far the best track on this album.
Oh, so, really?
That I heard.
Aye, aye, aye.
Dinky, you're such an effing drag. Good job on the edit there.
Oh, thank you. You noticed?
I did. Such a drag. Yeah, so other songs on there are about, I think there's a Scooby-Doo song. Sure, whatever you, who's that? Do you know who the artists are?
Dan Byrne.
I know that name. So I guess there's a dog Einstein from Back to the Future. I don't remember a dog in Back to the Future. Do you remember a dog?
There's Golden Retriever.
Oh. Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons. Daisy from John Wick. Isn't that the dog that gets killed that sets him off in the, mm-hmm. like, you killed my dog.
Oh, yeah.
Jonah Ray did a track dedicated to Chopper from Stand By Me. Yeah. It's called Sick Balls.
Sick Balls.
Oh, that sucks.
Is Dan Byrne from Kings of Leon? Is that how you know that name?
I don't know. I feel like that's a... Maybe. There's only one song about a real dog. It's called Gary and the Princess, and it's about Carrie Fisher's dog, Gary. It's by Nerf Herder. You know, there's a couple good songs on there.
Yeah, there are. A lot of them are very, like, muddy, and the mixes are all messed up.
Well, dog it sounds songs. Like they threw them together real quick, doesn't it?
Since last week. Dog Songs has 14 tracks. It's $8, and you can get it from Bandcamp.com. Lots of profanity on those songs, so, you know, don't think you're buying a bunch of nice dog songs for your kids.
Not loving. Isla won't be all cheery.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of animals, though. It's a great cause.
Yeah. Hey, going back to Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I forgot about this. 925 says Jim Carrey is executive producer of I'm Dying Up Here, a drama about stand-up comedians on Showtime.
Maybe that's why he's out promoting stuff.
Maybe he's trying to promote that. I've seen that show a few times. I meant to tell Scott, well, he'll be here tomorrow, and Rudy about it. It's a great show.
Oh.
Comedians on stage, and sometimes they hit a home run, and sometimes they're dying up there.
Yeah, but that's, I think that's a is that in the 70s?
I want to say it's 80s, Vinny. Maybe 80s.
I still want to say it's early comedy, and it's about sort of that pushing the envelope and finding what
works.
And now I think things have changed so very much.
So is it a fictional thing or is it somewhat documentary style? Is it about these particular characters or is it about real comedians that we know?
I don't think it's about like Richard Pryor or, you know, names like that.
No, but there's like certain characters who you go, oh, that could be that person. Mm-hmm. But
so it's fictional.
Yeah.
It's just a show.
Yeah, it's just a show. But you can go, oh.
Oh.
A lot of cocaine use.
Oh, I have to watch it now.
I thought that would get you
Thank
interested.
Thank you. Thanks.
Doesn't that make you hungry?
For cocaine? Marilyn Manson.
I love Marilyn Manson.
I know.
I'm a big fan.
Marilyn?
Nope.
That's
right. Oh! Nope.
There you go.
Nope. Marilyn Manson has an album coming out October 6th. It's called Heaven Upside Down. And he says that the big inspiration for it was Rihanna. No. He says because she's so authentic. He said, strangely enough, one of the records that influenced this album strongly is Rihanna's last record. That one song, Love on the Brain, it really hit me because I saw her perform it and she just meant it. Meanwhile, he's hoping to collaborate with Lil Uzi Vert. The XO Lilith 3. He's a huge fan of little Uzi Vert. And I guess they've talked about doing a rock-themed album together. He says, I think he has punk rock in him. He's a crazy mother father. And good, smart as F. He has an attitude like I did. I like that about him.
Like I did. I'm rich now.
Here is a new song from Marilyn Manson. It's the single. It's called We Know Where You Effing Live. I love that guitar crawl up. That was nice.
Ah, that's it right there.
All right, there you go. That's a Marilyn Manson's We Know Where You Effing Live. And on October 6th, we'll have the whole album in hand. And we'll
that's
be able
great.
To...
Oh, that made me so happy. Thank you.
You're welcome, Finny. I saved the Marilyn Manson stories for you. What's coming up in the news?
I've got a couple Irma stories. We'll get caught up on that. A big Apple announcement today and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:37 on Get Her Done Tuesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. You can watch this show every morning. Hello. Go to radioalice.com/watch. Vaughn runs the cameras in there. Vaughn actually went to the gala with Bryn the other day when they were interviewing Don Lemon. It was just was great.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, I saw his selfie with Don Lemon. Is that when you put the camera down?
Put the camera down.
Yep. That's right. Yep. My camera guy.
Your camera guy put the camera down?
Puts the camera down, grabs it, take a selfie.
I was like...
And then he picks the camera back up after Don Lemon takes off. He goes, okay, what do you want to shoot?
Like Don Lemon's walking up. It. I said, hey, let's get this real quick. Start rolling. Walk up to Don Lemon. Vaughn says, hey, let me get a selfie real quick. And I'm interviewing Don Lemon the whole time. And he looks at me. He goes, what are we doing this for?
That was it, dude.
And then Vaughn goes, what'd you want to get? And I'm like, that guy right there. He's walking away.
The one that we just got the selfie of.
Vaughn, did you know you did
Vaughn!
That?
Vaughn!
Oh, nah, he knows afterwards. It's no big
so
deal.
So funny.
We got the interview initially already, so it's fine.
And he got a lot of compliments on his tux and spent $0. Zero.
Great.
He looked great. I loved the pictures I saw on Instagram. I thought you just looked smashing. Anyway, you can watch the show all morning. And actually, Vaughn loops it throughout the day. So today's show loops all day. And then on the weekends, he takes all the best stuff from the week and loops that. RadioAlice.com/watch. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our superhero afternoon girl, Jane. She's the best afternoon radio host of all times. Please enjoy her show on these same airwaves this afternoon from, is it 3 to 7?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
and I believe she just got number one as well.
Oh, good for her.
She's in the number one club.
All right.
Guys. Number one.
Yep. Go, Jane.
Jane ain't playing no game.
Right. Here's what's happening. Chance of showers today, everyone. We've had some really weird weather, and it will continue.
The sunrise looks gorgeous out the window. You know,
it's
always gonna with all the big clouds, you know, the cumulus clouds.
Oh,
look at that. That's beautiful.
I can only see that building right there. But that's okay.
Super pretty.
Look at the reflection, though.
It's fine. But a chance of showers today as we'll continue with this sort of muggy weather and the
so strange
lightning and thunder. All right.
Don't get hit by lightning.
Well, sure.
Right.
I mean, if you can avoid
possibly
that.
Avoid it.
Try not to stand in open fields with a golf club in the air.
Right. Or a microphone.
Right. So football's back. There were two footballs on last night. And
why
the Broncos,
was that?
Just the kickoff to the NFL season for the ESPN. Oh. They do a couple games.
I was surprised that there was a second game on.
Monday Night Football. They paid a lot of money for it. I'm sure that they're like, hey, NFL, help us out. We want to make it a thing.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when Monday Night Football was really a thing, a full-on thing. It's not really anymore.
Is it because there's also football on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Too much
and
of
because
a, too much of a good thing.
I think at the time, you also had strong personalities hosting it. Howard Cosell was the Monday Night Football guy for a while there when we were young, and
we had
was...
less choices on TV too.
True.
I think that people feel like now they can tape a game and kind of breeze through it whenever they want to.
Or if a game's not that going well, you go, you know what I'd rather do? Anything.
Mm-hmm.
On demand, click. Let me catch up on Ray Donovan. I still haven't watched this week's episode.
Oh, me neither.
Well, when don't you... worry. I can't spoil it for you.
All right.
I'm episodes behind you.
Can you believe what happened,
no.
though?
It's really... It's sad, but I don't like the way they're handling the time back and forth. It's very confusing. After that first episode, we were like,
I'm not thrilled with it either, and I also have... I mean, he's a complex character, but he's someone who didn't seem to show the kind of respect that he's now regretting, and so you see that in him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle, yeah.
But I feel like, you know, dude, you were kind of a scumbag all the time. All the time.
Well, he knows it. He doesn't pretend like he's not a scumbag. He knows he's a scumbag.
No, I know, but he's... I guess in the within the context of the show, I'd like them to get back to the normal rage.
To the normal scumbaggery.
Right, the normal
like
nonsense.
Right.
Instead of the what
the
was
feelings,
me.
Feelings. Feelings.
You right. know. Anyway. here's a couple of things from Hurricane Irma. As we have two reports from Marco Island. It looks like we lost the Lanai, everyone.
We did.
Aww. I'm sorry to say, Ellie and Gentry lost the Lanai.
There's a tree in the pool.
Oh, and a tree in the pool.
Yes. She sent me some pictures this
morning.
If you want to look in the break, I'll show them to
you. All right.
The neighbor's tree?
What about the neighbor's tree fell into their tree, and then their tree. It looks like their tree's in the pool, and the lanai is just crushed into the pool. But you know what? It's fine. Everybody lived. My sister spent last night parked on the side of the road waiting for a gas truck to show up so that everyone in this line could get gas. They slept on the side of the road as she's trying to get back into Marco Island. You know, there are plenty of people who are worse off. They're all fine.
Well, and I'm sure Gentry's going to make Harv and Dorothea pay to get their tree out of your pool.
How do you know their names are Harv and Dorothea?
I don't know. I mean, I just took a stab in the dark.
Everyone
but I'm just
in Marco Island is named that.
Harv and Dottie, actually.
Oh,
Harv and Dottie?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
All right.
Something like that.
Well, Harv and Dottie are going to get their damn tree out of our pool. I'm not lifting a finger.
Yeah. There's a lot of cleanup to do. The neighborhood looks horrible. But
They'll
it's
have
all
their
fun.
Bingo game and get money together and make it work.
And Gentry will stand there and tap his foot and watch Harv get that damn tree out of his pool. Tick,
me,
tick.
My dad will be like, oh, it's a chance to use my winch. I haven't had to use that for a while.
Okay. Ellie, get over here. No.
From the Lost Lanai to a reporter for NBC named Carrie Sanders on Marco Island yesterday near the northern tip of the Everglades.
Okay.
He helped save two dolphins that got beached. One was a baby and they think the other was the mom, but they saved them.
Oh.
Lots of those stories going around. There was a picture after the hurricane, the day after, of manatees that got stuck as the water receded and they were stuck. Caught
wherever they wound up. Wow.
On Sunday morning, when all the water in an inlet near Tampa got sucked out by the storm, the manatees were stuck and they survived after random people were able to roll them onto a tarp and carry them to deeper water.
So I found the story. I'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny page.
Yeah.
I've been to Sarasota. It's an interesting town.
There was dolphins too. Another reporter.
Yeah, we got that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was actually a Marco Island story. That's why I thought I'd throw the Lanai in just for for fun. Yeah. People asked.
Sure.
They're
all fine. Everybody made it.
A couple in their 20s. This is more Hurricane Irma roundup. A couple in their 20s, Lauren Durham and Michael Davis, were supposed to get married this week, but they're both first responders in the Air National Guard, so they canceled the wedding and ran out to help people. Another Air National Guard member happened to be a notary, so they ended up getting married during the storm instead. Right there. while helping people. Let's get married. I do. We're married. Let's help some people.
That's nice.
It's pretty nice. I like it. A woman in Miami went into labor on Sunday while she was all by herself and no one could get to her. So she had to deliver the baby alone.
Oh, my God.
Several doctors talked her through it on the phone. Then paramedics finally got her to the hospital and everyone's okay. She had the daughter. She had a daughter and they say she's not named Irma, but her middle name is Storm.
Oh, that's cute.
That's adorable.
Anyone who's been witness to an actual childbirth, you kind of can't imagine a person doing that alone.
Right.
That, I mean, I guess you do because it's coming. What are you going to do?
I'm here alone.
There's no stopping that. Right. But it's...
Well, it's funny how...
Such a heavy thing to happen.
I know.
And I know it happens every day all over the planet.
And has since the dawn of time. Like, there are plenty of people
doing it.
Gave birth alone over the years.
But man, you see it and you live it and you go, that is something.
I know.
That's something.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I can barely watch it on TV. I don't know how you guys did it.
Well,
and
I didn't want to do
cutting
it.
Thing,
they made me. That
like, what?
Wicked nurse lady wouldn't let me leave.
Yeah.
I was trying to slink out of there.
Well, it's good that you went through it with her. You saw the struggle. And...
Yeesh.
How was it?
It's messy.
Yeah.
It's a lot. That's what I'm saying. It's so much more than you'd think. The
it's
way
blowout,
that we've
man.
Overpopulated the planet, nice. That this is some easy right. thing. People just fart, and there's their kid.
Like Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, where the lady's standing at the... With the 17 kids in the Catholic family, and the baby just falls out. And she goes, "Would you get that, Deidre?" It's that easy. I guess after 17 kids, maybe it is. That's the Duggars. Isn't that their name?
Yeah.
They've got some peaches.
Relationships.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
Aren't they, though?
They are.
Are these the four keys to a lasting relationship? Researchers looked at 50 years worth of studies and they think these are the four keys. So right. You can tell me you've got a great one. You guys are going what?
Well, 24 years this year. Well, we've been together since 89. So we're coming up on 30.
All
but we got married in 93. Okay, great, Hooman. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the relationship.
Oh,
really?
This will be
way to take
informative.
Stop thinking you can do better. A lot of couples break up because one person decides they could upgrade if they wanted to.
Oh.
But then they usually realize they're older than they used to be, and dating is harder than they remember, and it doesn't always go like you hope it would.
Yeah.
So stop thinking you can do better.
I agree with that one.
You can't.
I agree with that one, too.
Yeah.
You find someone compatible. It's not, I mean...
And you work to
better
make it
how?
Work.
Just like what? Better
right.
looking? Like,
more
know.
Money.
Right. Well, that's always nice.
More spontaneous, more fun, better shape.
Oh, so you don't agree.
You'll be super bored.
No, I'm just saying. I do agree with that.
It'll just
not
be a boring relationship before you know it anyway. That's the thing about relationships. You know, once a few months have gone by and you kind of settle in, that's when people start to get itchy. They just want constant excitement. We're just so our
you know what, though? The nature of relationships often ends up sort of slowing people down. It's the nature of it.
Right.
And so there you are, all dad bought it out, going, damn it, what happened to me? And it's right. like, yeah, well, it's all those damn meals and the holidays and the things you did together. And you're like... Boy, I used to run like a lunatic.
Yeah, and when you think that maybe you look at your partner and you could upgrade, they're looking at you and thinking the same thing.
Right.
So just, you know, continue to be interesting and have interesting things to talk about together. And let's just stay with what we've committed to, shall we? All right, back to you, Ben.
Decide your relationship is more important than your individual needs. That's a toughie.
That's exactly
that is a really
right.
tough one.
That sacrifice, everyone.
Oh, that is a tough one.
Well,
forget
you do
that
things
word.
That benefit your
compromise.
Relationship. I mean,
sacrifice.
It's both.
No, it's sacrifice. Thank you so much.
He doesn't agree with that one, then.
I do agree with that one.
Oh,
it's two
agree.
For two. It's a good right. list.
Well, it's true. If you've decided that you're in a relationship, you have to make decisions based on
what's on, best for the both of
for
y'all.
The both of us. Yeah. Right.
Repeat it one more time.
Because of course, if you're
two.
Like,
I feel like the chicks are twisting it.
Decide your relationship is more important than your individual needs.
Right. Yeah,
I need to go to Vegas this weekend and go crazy. And then your husband looks at you and goes, If you go there, I'm divorcing you. Okay, you have to decide, okay, I'm not going.
That's a little extreme.
It's extreme.
Yeah, that's so extreme.
But I need to go to Vegas.
Let's see. Is it going to benefit me if I buy a $1,000 tux? Let's see.
Yes.
Go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
Look how happy those two get. All right, let's hear number three.
Don't let conflicts fester.
That's
when
truth.
You fight or disagree on something, talk it out.
Yeah, you got
it. Because if you just ignore it, you'll resent each other. And quiet, I know this, quiet brings quiet.
Yep.
And then you both just dig in, and there you are, dug in. What's going to break this stalemate?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Therapy.
Ray breaks the stalemate.
That's good that Ray broke the stalemate.
There's a Bible verse that says, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Make go to bed angry.
Go make peace before the day's over.
I can hear a lady telling you she's going to, that Bible right where, you know, as you're telling
the
her.
The sun don't shine.
Yeah. Right.
goes around, comes around, yeah.
Oh, really going to pull that out right now, huh? Okay. Make each other laugh as much as possible. These are the keys to a lasting relationship. Stop thinking you can do better. Decide your relationship is more important than your individual needs. Don't let conflict fester. And have fun.
Yeah.
Aww.
Make each other laugh as much as possible.
Well, that's the nicest thing about being in a relationship is that, you know, you can feel free to be the goofiest person. Like, that person isn't going to judge you, and they know.
And they're just going to go, you're such a dork.
Right, and that's it's nice to be seen.
I know.
With all your guard down.
Yeah. Someone that's got your back.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707. Is that you croaking over there?
It was actually my headphone thing. Oh. I'm sure I can't redo it, but it creaked against my...
All right. 707 says, never saw National Lampoon's Vacation. I don't know how you've lived. You haven't lived. You need to see that.
It's funny. I you know, Chevy Chase was on a roll there. I saw all his movies, but I certainly didn't go back and watch it again.
510 says, oh my God, the dog peed on the picnic basket. Aunt Edna continues eating sandwich. You don't remember that scene? She smells it and goes,
yeah.
My dad says I'm best at French kissing. That's National Lampoon's Vacation.
Remember, that's Jane Krakowski.
Yeah.
She's the little girl.
When she's a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Jane Krakowski was the little girl in that. Mm-hmm. Oh, funny. I really like her.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Vin. Vacation is a classic. 925 says, Vinny is right. America's movie, for sure. It's a classic.
Oh, it's certainly one that's, you know, I mean, they just remade it. It's clearly a classic.
That I wouldn't even watch. I wouldn't even
I thought
consider.
It was funny. It was
you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
She likes the Chris Hemsworth scene.
Oh, my God. That scene is so funny.
She couldn't stop laughing.
It's funny. And when Christina Applegate's character goes back to her old alma mater, and then where she was a legend, and she goes freaking bananas, and oh, God. And you know what? It was funny. It was good. It is a schlong scene.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Chris Hemsworth thing?
I didn't see it.
Dude, it's worth it just to see that scene.
Why?
It's
I don't
want to
see schlong.
You don't see it. It's just alluded to, and it's the funniest GD thing you've ever seen.
Really?
I mean, I guess you do kind of see it. I mean, you can... doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to picture what's going on there.
I imagine that scene...
That's fake, right? Like, clearly they stuffed...
It's very much like that picture of Franti that somebody sent in. Remember that?
Size large, man.
I imagine them shooting that scene like it must have taken 30 takes. You know... with those two sitting in the bed and him, like, could you have gotten through that scene without laughing every time?
No.
They pay you to, though, so that you're the director, I'm sure at some point, would yell at you.
Yeah.
You're not here to have fun. You're here to keep a straight face.
Right.
So we can get the schlong in the picture. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, okay. The telethon tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about that and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.